Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word Behind the Veil.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Live Behind the Veil. I'm Ron, your host, and today the family discusses the many different aspects of these deep love relationships in our Father's family.
No one will need to teach you, because all will know the Lord. We are just talking about the Word. We're talking about the Lord, and we're not trying to teach anyone out there. We're just sharing the love of the Lord that we have with one another.
That's very true.
Not like teaching from the old school or bringing a sermon from the old school sense of the word.
Yeah,
that's exactly what we're not doing.
Right.
We have a walk with the Lord. We have a relationship with the Lord. And because out of our relationship, we're ministering to each other and to others.
Right.
We just want to share that with each other and with others.
Right. You know, I believe it was our last podcast, we talked about the fact that we believe that the kingdom is relationships, relating and communicating. Yes. That's exactly what we're talking about. I meet the Lord when I'm speaking with you guys.
Right.
Or with others of like mind. And I think that's incredible because He's moving differently. I don't think it's a one-man show. You know, I think He's doing away with the singular ministry. I think He is communicating through vessels who are just open to communicate and love one another and share what the Lord is doing with them.
Right.
Basically, to me, what this podcast is all about is a group of men and women that come together and they just want to speak what's on their heart. And then as a listener, you can come into that room and sit there and listen to the conversation. Mm-hmm. And the Lord can meet you through that conversation. And hopefully He'll meet you enough that you will want to reach out to us and talk to us and create a relationship.
Become part of it.
That's right. Become part of it. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right.
Preaching has never gotten anybody anywhere.
No.
You know, people come in and the people sit down and they preach at them and stuff. That hasn't really met the Church of Christ. What meets the Church of Christ is when you come in and you relate to one another. What did the early church do? They came to each other's house, and what did they talk about? How God was meeting them and what they were doing from day to day. That's what met them, because my experience is going to be different than your experience with Christ.
Right.
But they're both Christ. You give me faith. I give you faith. And that faith moves us forward into His kingdom.
Right.
So the relationship of love is the thing that the kingdom is made of. And that's what we're dealing with, is we all respect one another, and we all know that Christ is in each of our hearts. And because of that, when we relate, we're glorifying Christ. And it's an awesome, awesome place. And as more and more of us and others do this, we're going to find the kingdom start expanding on the earth more and more.
Yeah.
And that's what our heart cry is.
Yeah.
Right.
Our heart cry is for the kingdom of God to come on this earth, to displace all other kingdoms.
Right.
And to make His kingdom be the only kingdom on this earth.
Amen.
And we love each other. The love of the Lord is so evident in our relationship with each other.
Correct.
Yeah.
I kind of like the word friends. There's something really important about that said in the scriptures. Jesus really wanted His disciples to be friends. And I feel like as we walk with God, we learn to marry one another as friends.
Part of that love is speaking the truth and love to one another.
Right.
There's an aspect of it that we're talking about with this fire. The positive side of that fire is at the moment you're going through it, you're hearing this from those that love you, because where do you get the wounds?
In the house of your friends.
Correct. It's a sign. You need to take that as a sign to you that you're not illegitimate child of the Lord and not a son. Right. If you're walking through life and God is not touching areas of your life and you don't have people speaking truth to you, especially, you know, husbands and wives and in a family atmosphere, and it's done in love. And I think if you look at this one scripture, my son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you're punished by him.
Right.
For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he punishes every son whom he accepts. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? But if you are without discipline, of which you have all become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. And so I want to take the positive side of this, because I know we've seen a brother or sister do something or say something, and you pull them aside and you go, hey, you know, that really wasn't the right thing to do. And then they can take that and go before the Lord with it, or however they process that. But this fire that God has and that we're talking about is a very positive thing, and we need that in our lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lori, what you're talking about too in the fire, it is because God loves us that he puts us through the fire.
Right.
That he tests us. He puts trials in front of us so that we can come to the other end of it. So it purifies us. Scriptures talk a lot about the purification of gold. You know, you put the fire to it and then all the dross comes to the top. Also silver. Silver is really known for the dross. But it's the purification process. You have to put heat to it, so then you all the dross comes to the top and you skim it off. And then you do it again, and you do it again until the purity of the silver or the gold is evident. And that's what God is doing with us. He's creating us into his gold and silver vessels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to go back to what Jim was saying, because this thing about friendship, I want to connect that with what Lori was saying. In my mind and heart, what the Lord's doing is he's bringing forth a many-membered body. He's bringing forth his family. Although I believe that the Lord does deal with us through circumstances, things like that, he does do that. But I think as we progress in the Lord, that becomes less and less. The real things that deal with our spirits is from our brother and our sister. Yes. But see, that's not going to happen unless we begin to develop the relationships of trust between us.
Yep.
And like Jim was saying, friendship.
That's right. The truth.
You just think about it. Somebody comes up to you and crosses your will, and you don't know them from beans, you're not really going to listen to that very readily. You're not going to be open in your heart to that. As we progress in God's kingdom, and this is what Alan started with, the kingdom of God is relationships. Not any relationship. It's relationships with people that are filled with Christ, full of God, full of the Holy Spirit. They're very special relationships that the Holy Spirit's created. And those special relationships can minister discipline to one another. But I feel like as the body of Christ, this is what we're reaching into, is these deep, deep, deep relationships that we can be crossed by one another. And it's not going to be a blowout.
No.
No.
Right, right.
You don't blow out when your friend comes up to you and says, you know, Jim, that wasn't quite right what you said. Because Jim knows my heart. He knows I have a love for him and a brokenness, and I'm not being arrogant or trying to hurt him. So that's the type of relationship I think we're entering into.
That thing of silver you were talking about, Alan, here's something that's got precious metal in it. John 15, verse 12, 13. My command is this.
There you go.
Love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. There's a discipline that we follow in God, in Christ, the command that we are to be crossed. We are to be crossed up in our own will.
That's the truth.
And in doing that, we're laying our lives down for our friends.
The thing of trust versus the thing of judgment. Judgment has a bad connotation because basically he's just purifying us. As we get more purified, we can come into the trust more of one another, and that oneness will start coming forth.
Yeah.
Unless you have that trust, you're going to react, and you're not going to open up to your brother. But as we come into the purification process, if we let the Lord bring out the dross, then we can open up more and actually start working in this thing that Christ wanted to put on the earth in the first place.
Exactly.
And that's where the church age has not done it. It's either you're sinning and you're going to hell, or you're following all the rules or something.
Right.
That's not what Christ wanted. He wanted the thing of trust to start growing in humanity.
Right.
The Lord takes us step by step. As a young child, you would not allow them to do certain things, and you would discipline them in one way. But as they grow, as they become more mature, as they come into a relationship of knowing and trusting the Lord, being able to know who the Lord is, who others are, and being able to trust them, then they're able to open up more.
Mm-hmm.
And as they open up more, the Lord brings different things to their, brings the dross up. And as the dross comes up, because they trust in the relationship that they have, that have been developed for over a period of time, then the dross doesn't become a killing point. It doesn't become the issue. It becomes a thing that you just skim off the top.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you become pure before the Lord. You know, it's step by step by step as you walk with the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking line upon line, precept upon precept. Yes.
That's what I was going to say.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to tie what Ron and what I said and what the others have been saying is that this lifestyle is a choice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not everyone, and there are different levels of walking with God and different depths. And we're talking about becoming sons and becoming all in, 100% disciples.
Right.
And that's what I wanted. And that ties all this together. You as an individual Christian need to come to the place in your heart where you desire and choose this.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
There are so many dwelling places in the kingdom of God. And it's interesting because one of the places of division that has been huge is people think, well, I believe this way, and this way is higher, and this way is more. And so what Lori is saying, he goes, what we're holding up here is a very high standard. It's called a sonship. But guess what? You may be starting out, or you may be have walked with the Lord 10 years, but you're just not there. Your heart's not there. You know, God hasn't brought you to that place, and that is okay. That is fine. You're not less of a person. You're not less before the Lord. He doesn't look at you. You don't look at your child, your two-year-old, and put him down because he can't do what your 18-year-old can do.
Correct.
You're loved just as much. There is no put down. See, that's the subtle thing that tries to come in when you start speaking things of sonship and resurrection life and all these things that we're talking about. It's not a put down if you're not there. It's fine. Right. In fact, one of our great mentors told us, when you hear stuff and it just doesn't click with you, you're just not there, don't throw it away. Just put it on your spiritual shelf. Yes. And the Holy Spirit will bring it to you when it's time for you. You're fine where you're at.
I was just thinking, in my house, there's many dwelling places, and you can choose where you want to dwell. It doesn't matter. Once you accept the Lord, you're going to heaven. And if somebody wants to be there and just accept the Lord, that's their choice. It's not the choice I would make. It's because I'm not them. Yeah. And so there's no judgment in it or anything.
No.
But if you choose to really become a mature son of God, these are the steps that you need to go. And it's a maturing process.
In my Father's house are many dwelling places, which is true. There are many dwelling places. In the King James, it says, in my Father's house are many mansions. You can live in the penthouse, you can live in the basement. It's your choice.
Well, family, today we've seen that the love, discipline, and maturity comes through these deep love relationships in the Father's family. We've also seen that in our Father's house, there are many dwelling places, many levels to live on. The question is, which level will you choose?
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.